Test yourself to the Word of God. Jesus doesn't want your lip service Christianity. Jesus wants spirit and truth. Jesus said, come out of the world and be ye transformed. In Romans 12, Paul says, do not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Have you been transformed, neighbor? If you're born again, where's your fruit? Where's the fruit you're born again? Sunday church service does not show fruit of being born again. Being like the world is not the fruit of being born again. Caring more about parades and food and frivolity is not the fruit you're born of God. You're born of God when Jesus said his people will be hated by the world. Are you hated for Jesus Christ's namesake? If you're not hated, you are of the world and false religion and you have no hope. He's coming to separate and divide his sheep from the goats of the world. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, a few, that word means puny people, are going to find eternal life. But look at the culture. America, 250 years of denominational religion. And America is sodomized, paganized, materialized, feminized. It's the same message that we preach all over the country. You're headed down the broad road to destruction. You're not walking the narrow path to eternal life that transforms your entire being. No man can have two masters. He'll love one, he'll hate the other. Hey, are you telling them they got to get moving? I'm not impeding business either. You need to stand down. That's a wicked way you're doing. Partiality, you're going to be judged in eternity, sir.
Leave me alone.
I'm preaching. I can stand wherever I want. I'm preaching. I can stand wherever I want. You need to quit lying about the law. You can absolutely stand and preach the biblical gospel, lifting up Jesus Christ crucified. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised today. Have you tested yourself to the Word of God? Have you tested yourself to see? Does your life align with the Holy Scriptures? If your life is not in line with the Holy Scriptures, the judgment of God is going to come upon you. We don't want our neighbors to be judged, but judgment is coming. Sin and wickedness will separate you from the kingdom of God. We don't want you to be separated from the kingdom of God, but the point is, very few are going to find eternal life. You're trampling the blood of Jesus, living your own way. You're trampling the blood of Jesus, keeping your false holidays. You're trampling the blood of Jesus, practicing feminization that led the world into sin. Adam and Eve. Eve led the world into sin. But yet the culture continues to follow the same path, the same way. But God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing to today, neighbors? Are you sowing to your flesh? It's going to lead to destruction. Are you sowing to truth and righteousness? What are you sowing, neighbor? Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you live after, you're going to bear it out in eternity. And when you die, you have no hope of eternal life. His judgment is coming. And at death, you have no hope. His second coming, he's going to part the sky. His second coming, he's going to part the sky in flaming fire. And the fire of God, we don't want our neighbors to have the fire of God fall on them. We don't want our neighbors to be separated from Christ. But you're going to be lest you repent. You're going to be unless you turn and seek the kingdom. You're going to be judged for your sin. And it's loving to tell you, one sin will keep you from the kingdom of God. One sin kept Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. One sin. Killed two Levitical priests in Leviticus 10. What one sin is going to damn you on Judgment Day, neighbor? Here's an important point. Jesus made a way by his shed blood, and he's so glorious and merciful. But here's the problem. That way is not applied unless you've been born again. That way is not applied unless you lose your life to follow him. That way is not applied unless you know God in his word and his ways. You can't come to Christ through easy believism. You can't come to Christ through faith alone, grace alone. It's not in the Bible. You can't come to Christ just saying, I believe, I go to church, and you're going to make it by the skin of your teeth because you're not following his ways, but you're following the culture's ways. No, you're not going to make it that way, neighbor. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12. Holiness means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Have you been set apart, neighbor? Are you living for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Have you lost your life? If not, the wrath is coming for you. Jesus said it would be worse for the people that reject his people preaching the gospel than it's going to be for Sodom and Gomorrah on Judgment Day. Yeah, it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse for the people that reject God on Judgment Day than for Sodom and Gomorrah. Because he said that they would have repented back then in sackcloth and ashes if they'd heard what you've heard. If they'd seen the Savior. If they'd seen the fulfillment of prophecy. Today you have no excuse. You have the Word of God. You have the Spirit of God. You have the risen Savior. What is your excuse to not follow Jesus Christ in spirit, in truth? Test yourself today to the Word of God. We're standing for the truth of the Savior. Anyone who loves the Word of God comes to the Word of God. Guess what? Americans don't come to the Word of God. They come to false church on Sunday. They come to football games. They come to their flesh and their pride and their vanity. They come through corruption. They're not coming to the biblical Savior. They're not walking in his word and his ways. Test yourself to the holy word of God, neighbors. What are you living for? Excuse me, I'm walking right through here. What are you living for today? Are you seeking him in spirit and truth? Do you know the narrow path? It's a narrow path to eternal life, but it's a broad road to destruction. Broad is the road to destruction that will lead to the wrath of God. We love you all. We want you to know the truth. We travel and come into the streets for free. We don't take people's money. We ask you to consider your fate before a holy God. Ma'am, take a gospel card. God blesses those who obey him. You got to come out of the world and the church systems and lose your life to follow him.
Finally getting out of, I was raised in a Pentecostal church.
That's good, man, but let it transform your whole life in the word of God. Don't get caught up in another false religion.
I'm okay? Not. That's, right. I've gotten out
our
of
website's there to help you all for free. Contact us. Is your husband a believer?
I'm not married.
Okay, contact us. My wife and I would love to help you. We love you, neighbor. Lifting up the biblical gospel, Jesus Christ. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised. Americans don't love the truth of God. It's not God bless America. Guess what? It's not God bless America. It is God is going to judge America and the world. We don't want you to be judged. We want you to know the truth. We want you to walk in spirit and truth. We want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Think of that, neighbors. Transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know the will of God. The will of God is not that you live like the world and sin, that you live in man-made religion. The will of God is that you repent, change your mind, change your ways, lose your pride, your vanity. America loves military, football, food. America, a gluttonous nation, much like Sodom and Gomorrah that God destroyed. God is going to destroy America and the world at his second coming. So we love our neighbors. Walking through the world, we come into the broad road. Why? We don't make money. We're not popular. Jesus said his people will be hated. Unless you're hated for the cause of Jesus Christ, you are not of Jesus Christ. Unless you're persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yeah,
2 Timothy 3:16 says all those that live godly will be persecuted. Have you been persecuted for the cause of Christ biblically? Do you know Jesus Christ in his word and his ways? Have you studied the scriptures like a Berean? The Bereans were called noble because they had a readiness of mind. That means in the Greek, prothumia, a readiness of mind to hear the scriptures. Americans don't have a readiness of mind. Americans love parades and football more than the word of God. Americans love pride and vanity more than the word of God. Jesus is the word of God, by the way. Americans love their flesh and politics and entertainment more than they love the word of God, Jesus Christ. I just had some motorcycle men telling me, oh, they're of Jesus Christ, as they add their idolatrous ways and their pride and vanity ways to the Savior. His judgment's coming, neighbor. Have you pondered this? The judgment of God is coming for you at your death or his second coming. He's going to consume his enemies with fire. Go read the Bible. Jesus came as a baby in a manger one time. Guess what he's coming as next time? The flaming lion of Judah with righteous judgment and anger. Why? Why is there anger? Psalm 5:5 says God hates those that sin.
Everybody sins.
You have to repent of your sin and come out of your sin to find eternal life. Unless you repent and come out of your sin, there's no hope of eternal life. The Bible says God hates workers of iniquity. Psalm 5:5, that's those that sin. If you live in worldliness and sin, God hates you. But the love of Christ was shown. The love of God was shown when Jesus Christ came into the world and shed his blood. That's the love of Christ. And it's available if you'll repent and seek the kingdom. It's available if you'll lose your life. It's available if you'll obey God in spirit and truth. There is no truth in the culture. There is no truth in man-made religion. There is no truth in the Holdermans, the Mennonites, the Catholics, the Evangelicals. There is no truth whatsoever. Although Satan does use the word of God to deceive. Satan uses the word of God. He adds some things. He takes away from the word of God. Adding and taking away from the word of God is Satan's plan to deceive you. Hello, little one. Satan is an angel of light. He has you deceived thinking you're okay. I'm going to be fine. God loves me just the way I am. That's actually not true. John 9 says, God does not hear the prayers of sinners. If you practice sin, God doesn't hear your prayers. But Proverbs says, he hears the righteous and he condemns the wicked and the worldly. America is wicked and worldly. There is no hope for this idolatrous nation. There is no hope for mankind outside of the truth of Jesus, which means you got to leave the culture and the church systems that are full of false ways. There is no hope as you love your flesh. Romans 8, you can't please God in the flesh. Romans 8, 1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh.